Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here with Madeline Schroeder, who is a trap shooter for the Pella shooting team here at the high school. And Madeline, you had quite the spring break recently and quite the experience that we'll talk about in just a second that took you all the way to the Olympic trials of your favorite sport, trap shooting. But before we get there, let's talk about your journey to get to that point. How did you first get involved with the sport?
Yeah, so it first started when I wanted to go deer hunting with my dad, and I was about 10 years old. And I just sat with him in the stand, and I told him, and I said, hey, next year I want to shoot a deer, and I want to go hunting. And he said, well, you need to know how to shoot guns, and you need to know how to handle a firearm. And about that time, the Pella shooting team was having signups, and so he was like, hey, do you want to sign up? And I was like, yeah, why not? So we signed up, and then we started the season, and everything went really, really well.
Well, and at what point did you start realizing you were pretty good at this competition thing? Because, again, it's one thing for you just to have the gun, I'm sure, to shoot at some clays and to get some target practice. But at what point did you realize, oh, hey, maybe I'm starting to get good at this?
Yeah, so in the very beginning, I wasn't very good at all. You know, there was a lot of learning to do, and we had a lot of figuring out with gun fit and with eye dominance. And so that was the beginning of my high school career. And then once we started shooting Olympically, I had to learn a new mount. I had to learn to adjust to the speed of the targets and when in the delays of the targets. And so I found a coach in Oskaloosa. His name is Logan and Emma Bankard, and they both shot in the Olympic sport for a while. And so they were very knowledgeable people and were willing to help start coach me. And then once I started practicing and doing my outside work on my own time, I finally realized that I was pretty good at the sport and I could advance pretty strongly. And so then that's when I started shooting Olympically.
Here with Madeline Schroeder. She's a junior at Pella High School, involved with the Pella High School shooting team. And why we're talking is because you had quite the spring break again, getting into the Olympic trials. So how did you get involved at that level? Because obviously it's one thing to compete at high school like you have the last couple years over your spring and summer. But at what point did you get to this Olympic level, and how did you get involved in this process to compete with the best in the country?
Yeah, so each year there's a state event that's held just like the high school team has that I participated in these past 2 years. And so last year I went to the SETP team and tried for some better competition, and I ended up placing second for the SETP international team. And so with that, it comes some free perks of free entry fees to the Junior Olympic competitions and Olympic trials, which I did participate in over my spring break. And so, yeah, we just started seeking out other coaches and other events that we had. And so we just started looking around and getting more into it and becoming more disciplined in one singular discipline instead of all the other eight ones or so that we had.
So in this process, you get done with the Olympic trials, and now your high school season's coming up. So I'm guessing it looks a little bit different now that you've competed at the higher level, but what is the immediate term look like when you join back with the high school team, and how do you kind of blend those elements knowing you've competed at the Olympic level, but also that the high school level is a little bit different?
Yeah, so for the high school level, we practice about 3 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and then we have meets on Saturdays. And so, yeah, knowing that you're competing against a higher level of competition makes you more confident in your shooting abilities, and that just helps you mentally more when you realize that you can do good, and I think that also helps your scores do well because you're more confident in what's happening.
We're here with Madeline Schroeder. She is a junior at Pella High School, a member of the Pella shooting team who competed at the Olympic trials. So for our listeners, and just maybe a clarifying point too, what is the difference in what you're going to be doing coming up in high school versus what you did a couple weeks ago in Arizona, and what you're doing in terms of the different kinds of clays and the sport itself and how those levels vary for you?
Yeah, so I will go from shooting Olympically to shooting multiple disciplines. So I'll go from shooting American skeet to sporting clays, and I'll do some trap events. I won't do very many this year just because I'm solely focused on shooting Olympically. But yeah, we'll start slowly getting back into the rhythm of the slower targets and more competitions on the weekends rather than once in a while.
Well, and on the back burner is that the Olympic process restarts again sometime, I believe, in the fall. Mm-hmm. So you're still training for that while competing at the high school level. What's the next step at that higher level as you compete, you know, and get yourself better at the high school level competition and what you're doing there? What's going on in the background, and then what's next in that Olympics process?
Yeah, so during the season, I'm still having my own practices both on the weekends and during the week. And we're just so when I was in Tucson, I took lots of notes about how I was doing, how my competition was shooting. And so while we're waiting for the fall to come and July to come for our SCTP Nationals, we're just going through with the fine-tooth comb, and we're really making sure that we have all of our fundamentals down and we have everything that we need to so that I could pursue well.
And then lastly, this is a tack on to what I had here, but this is a question I did ask you last week, is what have you learned then about yourself as a shooter, comparing yourself against these elite level, and then also just over time as you've gotten better with your coaches here at Pella?
Yeah, I learned that it takes a lot mentally to pursue and compete against everyone at that high of a level. They are, your gun's going to shoot the same every time, and that target's going to come out the same every time. It's whether or not you're mentally ready for that bird and whether you're mentally ready for those targets to break and you to process what's happening and fix it if you have a bad day or a bad round. It takes a lot mentally to change it and not let a round ruin the rest of your day or your ending scores.
And it sounds like you've at least made some acquaintances through that too, and that they've been pretty friendly through the whole process. Like, you were competing against some of these people, but obviously you're learning about the sport from different people across the country now too.
Absolutely. They're really nice people, and they are willing to help you with anything, even during competition. If you really have a question, they're always there to answer it and help you out along the way.
And then I don't know if we mentioned it yet, when is your next Olympic level competition? We mentioned this fall. Is that in September?
Yeah, so there's a part one, a part two selection match in Hillsdale. But we do have a competition before that in July up in Ohio at the Cardinal Shooting Center. And that's where I'll try and compete again for the SCTP International team.
Well, it should be a whole lot of fun in between. That's Madeline Schroeder, a junior here at Pella High School, a competitive shooter who just competed in the Olympic trials. A huge congratulations on that accomplishment, and look forward to your growth in the sport.
Awesome. Thank you.